This week's parasha, Parashas Korach, I want to share with you something I saw in the Chofetz Chaim HaChodesh al HaTorah, which is the new set that came out a few years ago, which is a collection of Divrei Torah from all of the Chofetz Chaim's writings, as opposed to the standard Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, which is just al HaParasha, and which is very thin. He starts by saying, Vayikach Korach. Korach took himself and he separated himself from the congregation to basically lodge a claim against the Kuna. And Rashi in Pasuk Zayin tells us about Korach in contrast to the other people in the assembly. The Korach shepikeachaya ma ra'al shtuzet. Korach was wise. What did he seem to gain from this foolish act of going against Moshe Rabbeinu? So they quote the Chofetz Chaim as saying the following. People in the world say that every fool is a pikeach in his own eyes. Every fool thinks he's wise. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I say that there are many wise people that are fools in their things, which means that a person can be very, very smart, but if a person is biased, a person is no gay b'davar, they won't see things clearly. Again, the world says that every fool thinks he's smart, but the Chofetz Chaim says it's even deeper. Smart people become fools when it comes to their own emotions, their own needs, and certainly when it comes to kavod. A person could do silly things, and that's what we see from Korach, that even though he was wise, he did a tremendous shtus. Furthermore, one time it quotes here that the Chofetz Chaim was talking to his son-in-law, the great Rav Tzvi Hirsch Levinson, and they were learning a very difficult Rambam, and after toiling on the Rambam for a long time, they saw a new light. They understood what the Rambam was saying, and they couldn't get over, and they were so excited about his Gaonus. And they could believe. I'll tell you the quote here. It says to the Chofetz Chaim, "Ach, I guess the lesson of wow. Eze amkus, what depth? Eze geoinus. Re'ena Rambam hakodesh im kol chachmatzu haasum v'amkuso hamavhilo v'ahiris hasagoso hayamamin." He says to the Chofetz Chaim, "What did he take from there? You know what? The Rambam is so sharp, so knowledgeable, so tremendous genius. And you know what? He was a mamin." Says the Chofetz Chaim, Yirei Shemayim Otzum V'Yirei Chet. He feared heaven and he feared sin. Meaning that if the Rambam, who is so great and so brilliant, believed in Hashem, so we, who are on a much lower level, should certainly believe in Hashem. And this is a tremendous point. And the Chofetz Chaim continued, Ubali Mochus Atumim, people who have brains that are closed. They're the ones that deny Hashem. Meaning, it's a tremendous point that if somebody who's brilliant believes in Hashem, so we should certainly. Well, we know. We have questions. What does it mean we have questions? That's what the Chofetz Chaim took after learning a tremendously deep piece of the Rambam that we could all learn from the Rambam. And the Chofetz Chaim said even further. He said something, this is really what I wanted to get to. He said, there's a famous question everybody asks on the Haggadah. The Haggadah tells us, the Baal Haggadah says, that there's the four sons. There's a Chacham and there's a Rasha. And everybody asks, the Chacham and the Rasha, that's not necessarily the right contrast. It's between Chacham and Tipish, or it's a Rasha and a Tzaddik. So the Chofetz Chaim points out that, based on the Pasuk, I imagine the Pasuk, not sure what the Pasuk is, he says, Haseichel Haskel v'yadoasi, which means that to know Hashem and to really be righteous, you have to be knowledgeable. Meaning that, and I think this is the pshat, he says that oftentimes you think, oh, a tzaddik? Nah, he's just an idle person. He's just a very low-key person. The reason why he's a tzaddik, he has no taivas for kavod, kind of taiva and kavod. Yeah, that's why he's a tzaddik. He's not so wise. No. Says the Baal HaGadol, no. To be a tzaddik, you have to be a chacham. A real tzaddik, how did you get there? With chachmah. And I was talking to this with a friend of mine. He was trying to give me a real-life example. I'm not going to say which tzaddik he turned to, but oftentimes we think, you know what, tzaddik is somebody who just has that personality. But that's not how he got there. As we said a few weeks ago, Shevi Yipol Tzaddik Yikom. A person has to grow to that, reach that point. A person's chachmah, meaning if a person reads Mesilas Yesharim and Orchot Tzaddikim over and over and over again, so yes, he becomes a tzaddik. Why? Because he connects to the chachma of what's written in. He works on himself. He sees things very deeply and very clearly. Not because he's just stam a tzaddik. how did he get there? I mean, the person is not his defining characteristic is not because he's a tzaddik per se. What the Chofetz Chaim is trying to point out, I think, what he's trying to say is that the way to become a tzaddik is through chachma, not through like not knowing things. It was worked on, and it doesn't come. It doesn't come easy. And the same thing is true by Rasha. The Rasha is not a Rasha because he doesn't know anything. No, Rasha is because he decided that he knows things, but afal pichin, nevertheless, for whatever reason, he decided not to follow in the things that he knows. And that's why, over here, we apply to Korach, that here he is, he's a pikech, he's wise. So how could it be? So the answer is that his rishus, his wickedness, caused him, obviously his biases and his negios, caused him to see the shtus zu. And this is something, I think, the lesson that we can take from here is that as we're working on ourselves, we have to try to really internalize and really analyze why we want to do things. We want to go here because of why. We want to talk to this person. We want to talk in this way. We want to do that thing. We have to really get to the think deeply about our actions. And as we learn, try to internalize them as much as possible. Not just in terms of, oh, we want to be nice, we want to be righteous. No, why is it important for me to daven? Why is it important for me to learn? Why is it important for me to have good midos? And what midos can I work on today? What midos can I work on tomorrow? Etc. And when a person works with chachma, so then he can achieve great levels of tzidkus. Have a great Shabbos.